Hi everyone, my name's Leo and I'm a second year environmental science student. I want to tell you about a fascinating field expedition I went on last month. Our group travelled to an eco-farm in the countryside to study the environmental impact of agriculture. Before we set off, I was convinced that our main focus would be forestry, given the surrounding woodlands. However, our professor surprised us by saying we were actually there to investigate soil quality. He explained that healthy earth is the absolute foundation of any sustainable ecosystem. On our first morning, we took a tour of a large cooperative farm. I was expecting to see vast, endless fields of a single crop like wheat or corn, which is standard in conventional farming. Instead, the farmers had planted long rows of sunflowers between their main crops. They explained that this isn't for aesthetic reasons, it acts as a natural barrier against pests, meaning they don't have to rely on harmful chemical sprays. We also spent time looking at irrigation, which is a massive issue in modern agriculture. While many farms in the neighbouring valley still use traditional overhead sprinklers, which lose a lot of water to evaporation, this particular farm had recently invested heavily in drip irrigation. This system targets the roots directly and significantly reduces water waste, which is absolutely crucial given the recent summer droughts. Later in the week, our attention shifted to the local wildlife. You might think we'd be out tracking large mammals or birds of prey, but our specific task was actually to monitor the local frog population. Their presence is a fantastic indicator of how clean the waterways are, as their skin is highly sensitive to any agricultural runoff or pollution. But without a doubt, the most fascinating part of the trip for me was visiting the apiary, the designated area where they keep the bees. The head beekeeper gave a brilliant talk about the various threats these vital pollinators face. A lot of people automatically assume climate change is their biggest enemy. However, he stressed that habitat loss is actually the most immediate danger to them right now, as wild meadows are constantly being destroyed. Before we were allowed to get close to the hives, we had to put on protective gear. It was quite heavy and awkward to wear. I was overly worried about getting stung on my hands, so I kept checking my gloves. But the beekeeper insisted that securing our face masks was the absolute priority before stepping anywhere near the swarming insects. After the practical demonstration, we headed to the farm shop to sample some of the produce. They had various homemade jams and artisan cheeses for sale, which looked incredibly tempting. But after learning so much about the pollinators, almost all of us opted to purchase their local honey. It felt like the perfect way to support the farm's sustainable practices directly. I've bought standard supermarket honey before, which is usually very runny and totally transparent. But the jar I bought from the farm was completely different. It was the creamy texture that really surprised me, along with a slightly floral taste because of the specific wildflowers the bees had been visiting. The beekeeper explained that mass-produced honey is often heated and heavily filtered, which unfortunately removes a lot of its natural goodness. Buying it raw like this really highlighted for me the intrinsic value of pure agricultural produce. It's not only better for our health, but the methods used to harvest it are far kinder to the environment. For our final assignment back at university, we didn't have to write a standard essay, which was a relief. Instead, we were asked to design an information campaign aimed at local schools. The goal was to teach primary kids about where their food actually comes from and why sustainable farming matters so much. It was a brilliant practical end to a highly educational trip.